It's time for part two of today's High Peak Viewpoint, and a new book is set to delve into the glory days of former High Peak railway lines. Rails to Ashbourne tells the story of the development and running of the Buxton to Ashbourne route, as well as the North Staffordshire line built at its southern end. Author Howard Sprenger says he's delighted to see the former railway line resurrected.
It's wonderful, really, that you know, if you, as an enthusiast or as a lover of railways, if you can get over the fact that they've gone, the fact that they can be reborn as a bridleway or a cycle route, a walking route, is wonderful. And they make very pleasant routes because, of course, the gradients aren't too steep, although Cromford and High Peak Railway is a bit of an unusual railway in that regard.
Bit of a challenge, yes.
Yes, you know, if you've ever cycled it, well, they do advise you not to cycle down the inclines, I think. But
yeah.
But the line that we're interested in, the line from Uttoxeter to Buxton, that is the Tissington Trail as far north as Parsley Hay. And then it joins the High Peak Trail, which peters out at Dowlow. And then from there on northwards to Buxton, the line is actually still open. They serve the quarries at Hindlow and for the limestone there.
So for anyone whose appetite has been whetted, they either walk the Tissington or High Peak Trail, or better still, they cycle it. Your book is really going to open up the history. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, it's been several years in the research. I started researching probably about 30 years ago. I wouldn't say it's a handy size to carry around with you if you do decide to walk or cycle it. It's more for perhaps reading up at home. And I try to cover the whole history of the two lines, and then a very sort of comprehensive description of the line from south to north, seeing all the things that you would see along the way.
So, details of the book. It's called Rails to Ashbourne. It's written by you, and you're Howard Sprenger, Sprenger.
Correct.
And available from all good bookshops or from Amazon?
I would say support your local bookshop. The Briarlow Bar, am I allowed to mention them?
Of course.
They have copies. The Tourist Information Centre in Ashbourne, they're taking copies as well. So, yes, support your local bookshop. But if all else fails, Amazon do have it too.